It's very unfortunate that we are actually in this position, and I think it's a failure by the unions in some respect to recognise the seriousness of the situation in the North Sea. We're not back in the 1990s when we were basically in a natural cycle of price fluctuation in oil, with oil. What we're in now is perhaps a situation where oil will remain low for many years to come. In that situation, a degree of realism must be adopted in the rates of pay that we can afford, that the North Sea oil industry can afford to pay in the future. The North Sea is a very expensive area to operate in. It's one of the world's most expensive areas. And consequently, the rates of pay that everyone in the industry has had up to now in the North Sea, I think, must be looked at seriously with a view to making the industry competitive in the North Sea. The future of the North Sea depends on companies making profits, and part of that is paying salaries that will enable the oil companies to make those profits. That said, again, it has to be, the pain has to be spread across the whole industry. When we have a situation where the chief executive officer of Shell has an annual salary of £17.2 million, and indeed when the UK government and Oil and Gas UK set up an oil and gas authority, and the first step in that is to appoint very highly paid directors to actually bring about efficiencies in the North Sea, then the message that the offshore workers will be getting is, oh, there must be money around there if they can continue to pay those people high salaries. Of course, the counter-argument is, in order to get a good result, you have to pay a rate of pay that will attract the best employees to bring about those efficiencies. But offshore workers are some of the most talented offshore workers in the world as well. So they will counter that by saying, no, if you're not suffering the pain, why should we suffer the pain? It's a very interesting situation we're in. I think there needs to be better communication between both sides. We cannot have employers imposing unilaterally reductions in rates of pay, altering sick pay, holiday pay, and particularly changing staff rotas, where custom and practice is usually 2 weeks on, 3 weeks off, suddenly becomes 3 weeks on, 3 weeks off for the offshore workers. Will that jeopardise safety in the North Sea? It's a very dangerous place to work. The UK sector, in fact, has in the past been identified as more risky than the Norwegian sector, for example. There was a report came out to that effect earlier. I would hope that any changes relating to rotas and more time spent by offshore workers at work will be scrutinised very closely to make sure that health and safety is not prejudiced.
Say this does go ahead, what would that look like for the industry? What would that mean? How would they deal with that?
We need to take action to avoid this, if at all possible. The consequence for Aberdeen in particular could be catastrophic again if we have production affected in the North Sea at this particular time. We still have oil about $65 a barrel. At that rate, the industry basically is not viable. A degree of realism has to be adopted by the oil work. I would hope that at the last stage, I mean, why can't the Oil and Gas Authority step in now, get both sides together and just knock heads together? There has to be some give and take. I would hope that because of the potential disastrous consequences of the strike going ahead, it can be avoided and should be avoided. Perhaps the Scottish Government should be stepping in here, in fact, saying, look, this is unacceptable.